YouTube YouTube Broadcast yourself yeah. YouTube YouTube
YouTube
I'm here to talk to you about flower care and handling, the techniques we use to keep our flowers happy, well hydrated, and long lasting.
What's it like being a flower? It kind of sucks.
It's so exciting when I receive a box of flowers.
What?
I'm like a little kid in a candy store, ripping them open.
Yeah, it sucks,
but
dude.
I stop, and I kind of pay attention. When I open the box, is it cold inside? It means that my flowers have been protected during shipment. They're warm inside. They might not be as good. So I look at that, then I quickly get everything out of the box because the longer it sits in the box, the more that heat can build up and then shorten their life. Then when I lay them out, I know although they're flowers and they're pretty, at this stage they're not perfect. I still have to do all of my processing. And it's kind of sometimes a little bit difficult. You sit there and go, oh, is it gonna be okay? Because you come in and you go, oh, my Dusty Miller looks sad. Oh. And then I look at the stalk and I go, ooh, kind of mushy, gotta bloom. This is perfectly normal. All these flowers are just really thirsty. Let me show you the techniques I use to take these flowers that are so thirsty and then let them drink and rehydrate. So I have those absolutely fabulous flowers that you like to see in our videos.
Sex organs, pain relievers, mood elevators. So today I want to talk to you about a few of my favorite things. I want to talk to you about flowers. What are flowers exactly? I think they're nature's most fabulous way of showing off, of procreation, obviously. Flowers have been a part of the human experience since the beginning of humans. It's the universal way to say, I love you, I'm sorry, thank you, congratulations, I care about you, et cetera, et cetera. And flowers have been used since the beginning of human experience for pagan rites and rituals, for weddings and funerals, for celebrations, for celebrating key life moments. Artists have used flowers to decorate, to paint them onto canvases. You know, you think sunflowers and water lilies, you immediately think Van Gogh and Monet. They have been embroidered into gowns. They have been woven into tapestries. They have been carved into wood and plaster and marble and decorate our most stoic of buildings. I think flowers are more important now than ever before. Kind of a crazy time we live in, and flowers are really the harbingers of joy. To cheer us on. There are little cheerleaders. They say that, you know, spending time in nature relieves stress, which, especially if you live in a large city like I do, it's not something you get to do all the time.
Hello everyone, I am Ramon. Welcome back to Ramon at Home. I'm so excited you're here today because I'm gonna show you step by step how you can create a gorgeous fall centerpiece for your fall table. This centerpiece is inspired by the last video on the hanging basket for our front door. It is going to be very cohesive and I cannot wait to show you. All right, before we get started, let me give you the materials we're gonna use. The materials we're gonna need is this beautiful pumpkin that is made out of a terracotta material. Now, I do want to mention that I already pre-foamed it. That is 1.5 blocks of foam. And this foam is a gray foam that is specifically made for floral design. So it is denser and it doesn't shed when you poke on it. So we're going to design something beautiful on this pumpkin. We're also going to use a bundle of these gorgeous peach peonies. We're going to use a bush of sunflower. I'm going to use a variety of these picks with the gourds and the pumpkins. I'm also going to use one of these beautiful pumpkins that is made out of this grapevine material. For my foliages, I'm gonna use some of this beautiful fall fern. We're gonna use a second fall fern. I am gonna use a few stems of Himalayan grass. I'm also gonna use a bush of olive foliage and one of these beautiful eucalyptus stems. For my tools, I'm gonna go ahead and use my wire cutters. I can never work without my wire cutters. I'm also gonna use my pick machine so I can do this properly and show you guys some techniques. And then also for my glue, I'm gonna go ahead and use my glue pan. That is Pelle glue and it is the best in the industry if you are a crafter. All right, let's get started. Now I do want to mention that all of these materials came from Shinoda Design Center, but that doesn't mean that you cannot go out to your local craft store and find similar items. I'm just giving you the idea for you to create something beautiful. All right, let's get started. All right, everyone. So to get this gorgeous centerpiece started, the very first thing I'm going to do is I'm gonna cut some of these fall fern colors. And if you've been following this channel, then you know that I like to cut all my foliages and flowers all at the same time. Thank you. having so much fun with this fall season. And if you guys want to see more ideas, be sure to leave me the hashtag fall so that I know that you are enjoying this series and I can get to working. There's going to be so many great ideas. And I'm going to leave a full description on the comment section below about where I found these items. Some of them came from Shinoda, some of them came from Harry Lobby, and some of them came from Alright, so far so good. It's looking really good. So I'm going to go ahead and insert this one right here. Perfect. So that's what it looks like right now. It's looking really good. But then to contrast, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring some green foliages. That is to kind of highlight all of these fall foliages, you have to use a green. Now think of when you're going, when I lived in the Midwest, I used to go out running on this beautiful trail, and my favorite thing was to see the, when fall came, to see the greenery change. You know, you get the fall colors, and then also you get your greenery, because you have all these evergreens. At least in Kansas, we had all these evergreens. So there's the green this whole time, and then you get all of the fall colors. So I like you. All right, you guys, so far I've added my fall colors and my greenery. Now I'm just going to go ahead and add some of these ferns. I actually love these ferns. Now somebody asked me if you are willing to recycle your flowers. There's no need for you to put them to the pool. I'm making this like this because I'm going to put it on my Etsy shop so I don't have to be done for this. So I'm going to go ahead and add. And I cannot wait to read your guys' comments about this project, so be sure to leave me a comment down below.
How are you all doing? I'm sure now you have started your studies and eager to learn about new things. So children, today we will understand our first lesson, why do plants have flowers? Okay, yesterday I had given you a work to read the lesson. I hope you all had read the lesson. Yes, you read the lesson. So first of all, we will understand the different parts of the plant, which you can see in the given picture. A plant has flowers, fruits, leaves, stem and roots. Clear, children? Yes. Now, all the flowers grow from the buds. When bud is about to bloom, you can see the flower. So first bud appears on the plant. Okay, now you see flower is made up of four parts. That parts you see, I make you understand that four parts. You can see the green colored sepal. It is a small leaf like structure which is attached to the stalk. Then you can see beautiful pink colored petal. It can be in the other different colors. After that, you can see internal parts of the flower, that is carpel and stamen. Carpel has three parts, ovary, style and stigma. Stamen has two parts, filaments and anther. You see, filament is a long thread-like structure. Understood, children? Now, I want to ask one question from you. Have you seen the butterfly? Yes. So you know why butterflies and bees sits on the flower. They get their food from the flower in the form of nectar. You know what is nectar? Yeah, nectar is the sweet juice of flower. Now children, we understand how a flower becomes a fruit. The flower is developing the fruit. Okay, now let's talk about the eating. Children, I'm sure you all eat fruits. While eating fruits, you are not eating the seeds. So if you will see inside the fruits, you can see some fruits have one seed, some have two, or some have so many seeds. Some seeds can be split into two parts, that is called cotyledon. Now,
you will come and grow to run. 第三集就介绍咗呢一个欧式嘅插花啦、花球啦、花泥雕塑啦，嚟到最后一集啊，花心思压轴篇啦，有啲乜嘢好介绍呢？
今集我哋就会将啲花草枝叶重新配置，希望将植物喺大自然入面嘅景观搬入去屋企，将大自然搬翻屋企。你讲紧一定就系日本花道啦。我知道最初就系由呢一个佛前宫花演变出嚟嘅，当中仲蕴含咗好多哲学道理添噶。系啊，欣赏大自然嘅一草一木，用插花嘅方式去表现佢哋嘅生命力。
透过欣赏佢哋嘅生命嚟到磨练自己，呢一啲就系花道啦。冇错啦，嗱，当中嘅慈方花道咧，仲系日本花道嘅根源嚟噶。不如大家即刻去睇下点样用少量嘅花材咧，去呈现大自然嘅美态啊！
Hi, YouTube and everybody else who watches this. This is going to be my second video, and it's another rant, but it's not, I mean, okay. You might have to bear with me on this. It's kind of random. It's about flowers. I just have a problem with flowers, and I just wanted to see if anybody else agrees with me or even thinks about this, because I think about it all the time. Not all the time, but, you know, sometimes. I just don't like getting flowers. I hate flowers. I have come up with, like, many reasons why flowers are useless. Like, I don't like them. Like, don't get me flowers if you, like, you're on a date or whatever. Like, don't bring me flowers. Bring me something else that I can use. Because I feel like flowers are mad corny. Like, how many years have people been giving each other flowers? And who even came up with the idea of giving somebody a flower? Like, you pick out a flower, like, that's nice, like, you were thinking about me, but, like, I don't want it. Because then I have to take care of it. And I have to make sure it doesn't die. Because it's going to look nice for the first day. I'm going to get it and be like, oh, yeah, you gave me flowers. Like, okay, then I'm going to put it in a vase. I'm going to put water in it. And I'm going to put it on my desk. And then it's going to sit there. And then it's going to die. Because I'm going to forget about it. And, like, I just don't give me flowers. Sometimes, okay, the flowers that I've gotten some flowers sometimes. Like, they put plant food in it. It's like a packet of food. It has no instructions on it, so how am I supposed to know what to do with it? Like, how am I supposed to know how much to give it and whatever? Am I supposed to give it the whole packet? Am I supposed to give it a little? Am I supposed to give it as much as I want to keep the plant, and then I gotta buy more to take care of it? Or what? It doesn't give any instructions. So, like, how am I really supposed to take care of it? You're assuming that I'm, like, a gardener or something. I don't know anything about plants. I just know that it's pretty besides other things. Like, you know, it doesn't smell like anything to me. Plants don't smell like anything to me. And maybe it's just the plants that I've been getting. Maybe they're just, like, not authentic. Like, they're just fake kind of plants. Or, like, roses that don't really smell like roses. Because to me, the flowers I've gotten, they smell like outside. They smell like a leaf. They smell like grass. Like, you know when somebody's been outside all day? Like, besides, like, if they've been working and they need to shake a shower or whatever, they, like, sweating and all that stuff. Besides all that, they smell like outside. You know what outside smells like. I know what outside smells like. That's what a plant smells like to me. That's what flowers smell like to me. So, like, I don't, like, why would you get me something that doesn't smell like anything? And where did people get the idea that plants smell like anything in the first place? Like, you're telling me that a rose smells like the perfume that's sitting on my desk? Where'd you get that scent from? Like, you just made that up. You're fooling everyone. I think that's why I don't like flowers, because they're mad deceiving. Like, you get them and you think that, oh, they're just gonna live in water, and then they don't live in water because they die in water, even if there's still water in the vase. And then you get them and then you're like, oh, they must smell like, but no, they smell like a plant. They smell like nature. They don't smell like that perfume that's sitting on my desk. Smelling like a rose because, you know, that's what they said. That's what, you know, whoever made the perfume said it smells like a rose. When really it doesn't. Maybe it's just the flowers I've been getting, like I said. I don't know. I could just be really, really ignorant about flowers and not know anything about it. But from my experiences, flowers suck. And don't give me flowers. If I ever go on a date with you or anybody, like, I won't throw them back in your face, obviously. Like, if you give me flowers, I'm gonna say thank you and, like, that would be nice. But, like, in the back of my head, I'm gonna be like, go. Flowers. And what am I gonna do with this? Give me chocolate. Give me something that I can actually use and I will be happy. Like, even, like, anything original that I can use, or, like, a card's always nice. Don't give me flowers, because it's just they're gonna die. And that's not good. Is that what you think about me? You think that, like, is that a symbol of our relationship? Is it, like, a metaphor? Like, it's gonna die in a couple days? Or, like, it's gonna die in a couple years? Like, I don't know. I just think about, like, deep stuff like that. Like, that's what you think about people? Like, you know, flowers? Get something that's gonna last a long time. That'll show something. So, people, be more original. Don't get anybody flowers. Get them chocolate instead. It's not caramel or peanut butter. Don't give me that, because I don't like that. But yeah, that was my rant on flowers. So if anybody agrees with me, please let me know, because I would love to hear if somebody agrees with me. If you don't, then I guess, you know, you can disagree.
And when you're sitting there in your silk upholstered chair, talking to some rich folks that you know. Well, I hope you don't see me in my ragged company. All that you know, I could never be alone. Take me down, little Susie, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground. Send me dead flowers every morning. Send me dead flowers by the maid. Send me dead flowers to my wedding. And I won't forget to put roses on your grave. Well, now when you're sitting back in your rose pink Cadillac, making bets on Kentucky Derby days, I'll be in my basement room with a needle and a spoon, and another girl to take my pain away. Take me down, little Susie, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground. Send me dead flowers every morning. Send me dead flowers by the maid. Send me dead flowers to my wedding. And I won't forget to put roses on your grave.
Happy Wednesday to you. How's your day going? It's been kind of crazy around here, but you know, Wednesdays are like that, hump day. But we're halfway through the week. The full moon is over, so all the craziness can end. And now we're just moving forward on into the fun times. And there goes more noise in the background as we get everybody together. It's just too fun. We've got a full studio here with you today, because we want to make sure we're ready to go to talk pricing. It's a big deal. So I know many of you have asked questions about pricing, and oftentimes we just sort of blow it off and we say, oh, not today, another time. Today's the day. We're going to do pricing 101 and kind of talk about how do you price profitably? comfortably, and what are your options? Now, we've got the team here. I'm up here with you. Hello there, glad you're here. Introduce yourself, let us know where you're from. David's working the technology, pushing the buttons, making sure everything's going crazy there. Jeff's running the camera, making sure that you can see things. Then we've got Marisa, the voice from the dark on Facebook, and Carolyn, the voice from the dark on YouTube, keeping you guys together. And then greeting you, Susie's on YouTube and Caledonia's on Facebook. And then in the studio, we've got a graduate from years ago joining us, Cecile, which is very exciting, on vacation down to Portland. And then also Marianne's in the studio today. So there's a lot of us here to join you. Now, who are you? Introduce yourself, get to know each other, put your tulip on there, let them know you're part of the tulip tribe, and then start thinking about pricing questions, because we want to talk pricing today. Now, while I pull up containers and such, David, Marisa, Carolyn, what's going on out there?
I see a few students that I recognize on, and a lot of them have CFD after their names, too.
You know, isn't that exciting?
I'm all right.
When they do our program, the basic and the advanced.
Amaryllis.
Now qualifying you to have the title certified floral designer.
Bluebell.
And is approved with the American Institute of Floral Designers.
Bougainvillea. Buttercup. Carnation. Chrysanthemum. Columbine. Coneflower, daffodil, dahlia, daisy, dandelion, daphne, forget-me-not, foxglove, gardenia, gladiolus, helenium, hibiscus, hollyhock, honesty, honeysuckle, hyacinth, iris, jasmine, lavender, lilac, lily, lotus, magnolia, marigold, mimosa, morning glory, narcissus, nigella, love in a mist, night flowering jasmine, orchid, pansy, periwinkle, petunia, poinsettia, rhododendron, rose, snapdragon,
thank you.
Progress Report 1, March 5th, 1965. Dr. Strauss says I should write down what I think and everything that happens to me from now on. I don't know why, but he says it's important, so they will see if they will use me. I hope they use me. Miss Kinnion says maybe they can make me smart. I want to be smart. My name is Charlie Gordon. I am 37 years old, and 2 weeks ago was my birthday. I have nothing more to write now, so I will close for today. Progress Report 2, March 6th. I had a test today. I think I failed it, and I think that maybe now they won't use me. What happened is a nice young man was in the room, and he had some white cards with ink spilled all over them. He said, "Charlie, what do you see on this card?" I was very scared, even though I had my rabbit's foot in my pocket, because when I was a kid, I always failed tests in school, and I spilled ink, too. I told him I saw blood, ink blood. He said yes, and it made me feel good. I thought that was all, but when I got up to go, he stopped me. He said, "Now sit down, Charlie. We are not through yet." Then, I don't remember so good, but he wanted me to say what was in the ink. I didn't see nothing in the ink, but he said there was pictures there. Other people saw some pictures. I couldn't see any pictures. I really tried to see. I held the card close up, then far away. Then I said if I had my glasses, I could see better. I usually only wear my glasses at movies or TV, but I said they are in the closet in the hall. I got them. Then I said, "Let me see that card again. I bet I'll find it now." I tried hard, but I still couldn't find the pictures. I only saw the ink. I told him maybe I need new glasses. He wrote something down on a paper, and I got scared of failing the test. I told him it was a very nice ink blot with little points all around the edges. He looked very sad, so that wasn't it. I said, "Please let me try again. I'll get it in a few minutes because I'm not so fast sometimes. I'm a slow reader, too, in Miss Kinnion's class for slow adults, but I'm trying very hard." He gave me a chance with another card that had two kinds of ink spilled on it, red and blue. He was very nice.
"Good morning, children. Today we are here to learn about the lesson, Unit 2.1, Why plants have flowers? 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 Why, love, and love, 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 why, love, and flowers? Why plants have 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 flowers? Why plants?
Hello, and welcome to another joke of the day. In today's joke, two women meet, and one woman says to the other woman, "How's your husband?" And the other woman says, "He is great. He is a doll. Every Friday he brings me flowers." And the other woman says, "Flowers? I hate it when my husband brings me flowers." And the first woman says, "Why?" And the second woman says, "Well, you know, every time my husband brings me flowers, I have to lie down and spread my legs." And the first woman says, "Why do you have to do that? Don't you have a vase?" That's your joke for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
YouTube.
Would you f***ing subscribe?